PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joining us right now, as promised, Brian Baldinger, 12-year NFL vet. He's going to be calling Chargers and Redskins for Westwood One. He's a former Brian Jones teammate. We love those guys. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
What's up, Gio? Brian, how you guys doing this morning, man?
Great, great, my man. Yeah. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm, you know, doing the old airport thing here this morning, man, just trying to get through this disaster. That
it always is. They ever give you crap for your really messed up finger? Do they, like, see if it's real or, like, you're hiding it's something in there?
It's a special security screening. I can handle it, but the people that I hold up in line, they can't handle it.
You tweet out spectacular videos on your Twitter account. Is it at Baldy NFL? Is that the Twitter account?
Yeah, at Baldy NFL, hashtag Baldy Breakdowns, man.
Yeah, Baldy Breakdowns. And what Brian does is innovative, and I think he's the best at it, where he posts small, very digestible clips of stuff that's going on in games and film breakdown. And you posted something that was very interesting to me about the Giants the day that McAdoo and Reese were fired, about how unimaginative their offense was. So take me through some of that and how bad things really got offensively for the Giants this season.
Well, I mean, you know, they bench the iconic Eli Manning for Geno Smith. For whatever reason, I don't know. But the offense didn't change at all. I mean, on 3rd and 8, they're still running curl flat for a yard. They're running bootleg to Khalil Mack like he hadn't seen a bootleg before. It means he's unblocked, and he's chasing Geno Smith. And they got a one-receiver route who's stepped out of bounds. You know, I mean, he's not even an eligible receiver. There's no place for Geno to throw the ball except throw it away and try to avoid another collision with Khalil Mack. I mean, you just go through the whole offense. You just go, what are they trying to do? I mean, you're going to put Chad Wheeler out there. You know, he lines up in his first start against Ryan Kerrigan, who's the Redskins' best defensive player, with no help. And you wonder why Eli Manning's getting sacked. They put him up against Khalil Mack with no help. I mean, there's got to be some – you got to recognize the other side of the ball and who the great players are and what you have when you put this game plan together and when you line up for any given play. And it, I don't know. I mean, I know Mike Sullivan and Ben McAdoo are, you know, trying to win games, but you got to try to win the play first before you try to win the game. And you got to think about all the details every single play.
Well, Baldy, you know as well as I do, there are different rules for different players. When you have an iconic player, superstar like an Eli Manning, do you think he was treated fairly?
No. No, I mean, there's no reason. I mean, the team around him was not very good, and the offense wasn't fitting what he was doing. And so you're going to bench a guy that's lined up for 210 straight games in a row, that has represented your organization as well as anybody that's ever worn the NY on the side of their helmet, and you're going to bench him for Geno Smith, who we've watched in across the river in New York for, you know, 30-something games, and you know the guy doesn't have pocket awareness. You know what he is. What are you doing? Like, what is that all about?
Well, I think what it was about was the fact that the season was going nowhere, and the owner said, I want to take a look at some of these younger quarterbacks to see what I have, so when we head into the draft, and we're going to be at the top of the draft because we suck, I have to decide if we're going to pick a quarterback with our first overall pick. They went to Eli Manning, told him that at some point they were going to sit him down in a game to look at the other quarterbacks, and he said, no, I feel like that's cheap, and then he made the decision not to start. So, and then Ben McAdoo has got just no awareness how to handle anything, and that's how the whole thing blew up in their face. But I still think they should be looking at younger quarterbacks. And quite honestly, if you're going to end up doing this plan and you're still not looking at Davis Webb, then what the hell is the point of it? I had no problem with them looking at Geno for one game. The guy's not 38 years old. But where's Davis Webb in this scenario?
Well, I understand the dialogue. I listened to it all. And you're right. I mean, if you want to look at Davis Webb, fine. Look at Davis Webb. But what is going to Geno Smith all about with a bad team around him? I mean, what are you going to learn about Geno Smith that you don't already know? I mean,
but what's the point of even having Eli Manning? I mean, what are you going to learn about Eli Manning you don't already know, too? I mean, to me, that wasn't the bigger deal. The bigger deal is how it was handled. And at this point, now they're going back to Eli Manning to appease the fans, and I think they're painting themselves in a corner because the thing that they wanted to accomplish, now they can't accomplish.
Well, look, if you wanted to at the very beginning say it's time to take a look at Davis Webb, I can understand that. That has happened to great quarterbacks and guys that are legends in their organizations before. But not Geno Smith. You can't sell me on Geno Smith. You can sell a fan base on Geno Smith. You know, as the reason why you're going to sit down your iconic quarterback. But if you want to look at Davis Webb, I understand all of that. But you know, what is Davis Webb going to learn? How are you going to evaluate him with that team that he has out there right now? I mean, I think at this point you just try to win games and try to salvage the season. You're not going to learn anything about Davis Webb with that protection and with that talent outside right now.
Well, let's talk about the Seahawks and the Jaguars. You did a breakdown on Bobby Wagner, and you essentially say if you're going to run the ball, Jaguars, which they really want to do, Leonard Fournette and Yeldon there, you've got to block Bobby Wagner. What did you see from the Seahawks defense versus the Eagles the other night?
Well, I thought that, you know, they obviously, you know, made plays. I mean, you know, Sheldon Richardson getting the ball out of Carson Wentz's hands at the goal line, you know, saved the touchdown right there. You know, Shaquille Griffin forcing Alshon Jeffrey to hold him at the, you know, at the 1 yard line, preventing LeGarrette Blount from going into the end zone. You know, when you looked at how they defended the run, I mean, they had a hard time getting to Bobby Wagner. I mean, he led the team in tackles, at 13 tackles. He got to the quarterback. He quarterback hits. I mean, tackles behind the line of scrimmage. He was almost unblockable. He's a slippery guy. He's very crafty in how he reads blocking schemes and what he thinks is coming at him. And I think, you know, in all of Seattle's run over the last 6 years, we could talk about the Legion of Boom. We could talk about the pressure on the defensive line. I think we always overlook Bobby Wagner. He's had 100-plus tackles for six straight years in a row. Leads him again this year. He played all 75 snaps the other night. He never comes off the field. I mean, I think we kind of overlook Bobby Wagner a great deal in this whole process.
Gio and Jones with Brian Baldinger across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Why or why not Case Keenum is basically the question. Is he going to be able to continue this at this high level and get to a Super Bowl, maybe win a Super Bowl? Or do you see some things happening with him where regression is near because everybody assumes it's going to happen because he's Case Keenum and hasn't had success like this in the NFL until now?
I don't see anything. I don't see any signs that he can't do it. I mean, he's just put up four straight games of 100-plus quarterback rating. Drew Brees couldn't do that last night, you know, against the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. They stopped me because I'm maybe extra.
Yes. Don't shake your head. You have to acknowledge that you will help.
I love Case Keenum. I mean, you know, Pat Shermer's doing a good job with him right now. They lost their best offensive player, Dalvin Cook, early in the season. Latavius Murray has played well. But, I mean, if you look at, you know, what they're doing right now with, you know, with Kyle Rudolph, with Adam Thielen, I mean, they have just enough pieces right now. And defensively, I mean, you know, they're airtight. I there's no reason to think that Case Keenum, you know, look, when you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different level. We understand all of that. But what are they, what's their option? There is no other option at this point. You ride Case Keenum right now. He's won 8 in a row. He feels good about it. The team loves him. You know, he's been a gunslinger from his days at Houston and really go all the way back to Stephenville High School. I mean, he's got a good team around him right now. And I don't see him making the mistakes that's going to screw this thing up right now. Now, when he gets to playoffs, it's going to be a tough NFC battle. Maybe the toughest that we've seen in a long, long time. So he'll get tested for sure. But right now, you ride the hot hand.
Are you on the plane currently?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying yes to the exit row thing. I thought that that's what
also
you were.
I thought you said as well.
Yeah, if you're sitting on the plane, because I'm just picturing you talking about Case Keenum in your seat on the plane.
Oh, they're all looking. It's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are people thinking? Like, what is that? I'd be totally, like, freaked out by that. Like, why are you so intense?
Look, if I say anything good about another team, they're all Eagle fans here. They're all going out to Los Angeles to see their Eagles against the Rams this weekend. I'm on this plane going to Los Angeles. So, I mean, they're all looking at me like, when are you going to get to the Eagles talk here?
All right, let's talk about the Eagles, man. What do they need to do to get that bad taste out of their mouth, take it on the Rams?
I think they got to get back to being aggressive, Brian. I mean, you know, they weren't aggressive against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, I mean, Carson Wentz, he's got a big arm. He's an accurate deep throw. He's proven that throughout the season. I don't think they ever really tested, you know, how you doing? I don't think they ever really tested the secondary in that game, you know, and I think that's what they got to do against them, because the Rams are going to take their shots against them, you know, and so, you know, that's what they've got to, you know, defend. And I think the other part is to get the bad taste out of their mouth. I mean, if you want to stop the Los Angeles Rams, then you stop them by stopping Todd Gurley. That's what the Minnesota Vikings did. They shot and they held them to the fewest yards they ran for all year,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the Eagles challenge is on Sunday.
I know you're calling the Chargers-Redskins game. The Chargers right now look like the best team in that AFC West. Do you expect them to end up winning that division?
I do. I think that when you look at the way Phillip Rivers is playing right now and the options that he has to throw to, he's got a lot of good choices. And then if you look at the way Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram and what they're doing defensively right now, I mean, they're a good football team and they're playing good football. And I expect that to continue. I don't know that Kansas City can get themselves out of the tailspin. You can bench, you know, Marcus Peters right now because, you know, he just is not playing the way you have to play as a team player. You know, he's not playing like that. You could do those kind of things. I don't think that they can get themselves out of this right now. The Chargers are a better football team, and they're proving it week in, week out right now.
Brian, thanks for the time, as always. We'll be following you on Twitter, at Baldy NFL, and have a safe trip out there.
Okay, you got it, man. See you.
Thanks, buddy.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.